On a day that will be etched in the memories of Indians for a long time, 15th March 2026 saw a multitude of significant developments that underscore the country's vibrant cultural, scientific, and economic landscape. From the conferral of the prestigious Gyanpith Award to the discovery of a new plant species, and from the inauguration of a cutting-edge bulk terminal to the launch of ambitious projects aimed at transforming the Barak Valley into a major trade hub, this day was a testament to India's relentless pursuit of excellence. But why does this matter, and what does it signify for the country's future? Let's begin with the 60th Gyanpith Award, which was conferred upon Tamil poet, lyricist, and writer R. Veeramuthu. This award, India's highest literary honor, was announced on 15th March 2026, and it marks a significant milestone in Veeramuthu's illustrious career, which has spanned over four decades. Born on 13th July 1953 in Tamil Nadu, Veeramuthu has been one of the most prolific figures in Tamil literature and cinema, authoring more than 37 books that include poetry collections, essays, and novels. His major literary works, such as Kallikattu Ithikasam, Karuvachi Kavyam, Thannir Desam, and Moondram Ulgapur, have left an indelible mark on Tamil literature. As a film lyricist, he has written thousands of songs for Tamil cinema, making him a household name in the state. Veeramuthu is only the third Tamil writer to receive the Gyanpith Award after P.V. Akilan in 1975 and D. Jayakanthan in 2002. This award carries a cash prize of 11 lakh rupees, a citation, and a bronze statuette of Vagdevi, the goddess Saraswati. The selection is made by the Bharatiya Gyanpith Selection Committee, which was chaired by writer Pratibha Ray, herself a Gyanpith laureate, in this cycle. The Gyanpith Award is India's highest literary recognition, conferred annually since 1965 by the Bharatiya Gyanpith Trust, and it is awarded to an Indian citizen for an outstanding contribution to Indian literature written in any of the 22 scheduled languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution, plus English. Now, let us turn to the discovery of a new plant species in the grasslands of Manas National Park, Assam. Botanists from Guwahati University have discovered a previously unknown plant species, which has been formally named Ozbekia Zubeen Gargiana in honor of Assamese singer and musician Zubeen Garg. This species belongs to the family Melastomataceae and is a perennial shrub that grows 2.5 to 3.5 meters tall, bearing distinctive pink flower clusters of 2.5-3 cm. Its flowering period runs from mid-September to January. The species was discovered during systematic botanical surveys conducted between 2021 and 2025 by researchers Barnali Das, Namita Nath, and Prashov Pulapra, and the findings were published in the taxonomic journal Phytotaxa. Manas National Park, where this new species was discovered, is located in Baksa district, Assam, on the foothills of the Bhutan Himalay. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, a Project Tiger Reserve, a Project Elephant Reserve, and a Biosphere Reserve. The park is renowned for its population of the golden langur, pygmy hog, hispid hare, and the Indian rhinoceros. Its grassland ecosystem, where Ozbekia Zubeen Gargiana was found, is among the most biodiverse in the Northeast. Despite researchers observing a relatively large population during field surveys, the IUCN has classified it as data deficient due to limited long-term ecological data, which underlines the gaps in India's grassland biodiversity documentation. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, the discovery of Ozbekia Zubeen Gargiana reinforces the importance of protecting grassland ecosystems, which lack statutory protection under Indian law. Manas National Park is a frequently examined site in prelims, and candidates must know its UNESCO, biosphere, and tiger status, its location in Assam, and its key endemic species. The Gyanpith Award, on the other hand, tests two things simultaneously: knowledge of Indian languages covered under the 8th schedule and knowledge of significant Indian literary figures. Veeramuthu's award also signals the ongoing contribution of Tamil to India's literary heritage, with Tamil being one of India's 6 classical languages, along with Sanskrit, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, and Odia. Now, let us look at the inauguration of India's first fully automated dry bulk terminal at Haldia, which was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15th March 2026. The Haldia bulk terminal includes a 2.10 km conveyor system, 2 mobile harbour cranes, and 2 stacker cum reclaimers, making it a state-of-the-art facility that enables fully automated bulk handling without manual intervention at the berth. This terminal is part of Syama Prasad Mukherjee Port, formerly known as Kolkata Port, which handles approximately 60% of India's dry bulk imports for the eastern region. The automation reduces turnaround time and increases throughput without expanding the physical footprint of the port. The Haldia Bulk Terminal is operated by APSIS, Adani Port Senses Ltd, which is India's largest private port operator, running 13 ports across 7 states. The DBFOT model, where a private operator builds and operates before transferring the asset back to the government after 30 years, is the standard PPP model used across Indian port infrastructure. This is a key fact to remember, as it signifies the government's efforts to enhance port efficiency and promote private sector participation in infrastructure development. In another significant development, Prime Minister Modi launched infrastructure projects worth 23,550 crore rupees in Silchar, Assam, aimed at transforming the Barak Valley into a major trade and logistics hub for Northeast India. The Barak Valley, which includes the districts of Kachar, Karimganj, and Hailakandi, is geographically distinct from the Brahmaputra Valley and is strategically significant due to its location and connectivity. The valley shares borders with Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, and Bangladesh, positioning Silchar as a natural logistics node for goods moving into the northeast and into Bangladesh via the Sutarkandi land port. The projects align with India's broader PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, which seeks to integrate road, rail, waterway, and air connectivity under a single planning layer. This is a crucial aspect of the government's Act East policy, which aims to enhance connectivity with Southeast Asia through the Northeast. The development of the Barak Valley is directly linked to this policy, and it is essential to understand the significance of this region in the context of India's strategic position. In the realm of pharmaceuticals, Zydus Life Sciences has received marketing approval from China's National Medical Products Administration for Desidustat, an oral drug for treating anemia in chronic kidney disease patients not on dialysis. Desidustat belongs to the HIFE class, a new category of drugs that stimulate the body's natural red blood cell production pathway. Unlike conventional injectable erythropoiesis-stimulating agents, desidustat is orally administered, which is a significant practical advantage for CKD patients. The drug has been marketed in India since 2022 under the brand name Oxemia, with over 1 lakh patients treated domestically. The approval of desidustat in China demonstrates Indian pharmaceutical companies' ability to compete in the innovation segment in global markets. Zydus developed desidustat in-house, making it one of the relatively few entirely India-originated molecules to receive multi-country regulatory approval. This is a testament to India's growing prowess in the pharmaceutical sector, and it is essential to recognize the significance of this development in the context of the country's healthcare landscape. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Gyanpeeth Award is awarded by the Bharatiya Gyanpeeth Trust, which was founded in 1944. The first Gyanpeeth Award was given in 1965 to G. Sankara Kurup for his work in Malayalam. The 60th Gyanpeeth Award was given to R. Veeramuthu for his contribution to Tamil literature. The award carries a cash prize of 11 lakh rupees, a citation, and a bronze statuette of Vagdevi. The languages eligible for the Gyanpith Award include all 22 scheduled languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution, plus English. Osbekia zubingalyana is a perennial shrub that belongs to the family Melastomataceae. It grows 2.5 to 3.5 meters tall and bears distinctive pink flower clusters of 2.5 to 3 cm. The species was discovered in the grasslands of Manas National Park, Assam, and was named after Zubeen Garg. Manas National Park is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, a Project Tiger Reserve, and a Biosphere Reserve, located in Baksa District, Assam. The park is home to several endangered species, including the golden langur, pygmy hog, and the Indian rhinoceros. The Haldia Bulk Terminal is India's first fully automated dry bulk terminal, located at the Haldia Dock Complex, Syama Prasad Mukherjee Port, Kolkata. The terminal has a capacity of 4 MMTPA and is operated by APSIS under the DBFT model. Desidustat is an oral drug for treating anemia in chronic kidney disease patients, developed by Zydus Life Sciences. The drug has been approved by China's National Medical Products Administration and has been marketed in India under the brand name Oxemia. Finally, the Barak Valley, which includes the districts of Kachar, Karimganj, and Hailakandi, is strategically significant due to its location and connectivity. The valley shares borders with Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, and Bangladesh, positioning Silchar as a natural logistics node for goods moving into the northeast and into Bangladesh via the Sutarkandi land port. The development of the Barak Valley is directly linked to India's Act East policy and the PM Gatishakti National Master Plan, which aims to integrate road, rail, waterway, and air connectivity under a single planning layer. In conclusion, the events of 15th March 2026 underscore the significance of India's cultural, scientific, and economic advancements. From the Gyanpith Award to the discovery of a new plant species, and from the inauguration of a cutting-edge bulk terminal to the launch of ambitious projects aimed at transforming the Barak Valley, these developments demonstrate the country's relentless pursuit of excellence. As we move forward, it is essential to recognize the importance of these events in the context of India's broader strategic position and to understand the significance of these developments in shaping the country's future.